Yeah, we're having too much fun. It's like a party.
It is. Earned it after about half a century. So, did you want to?
Oh, no, I'm going to play these again each week as I get better with them.
Okay. I mean,
the way I'm looking at it is now I'm on a process of doing a song a week. And I was going to play More Than You Know at Kulak's last night.
Oh.
But I thought, you know what? Just like I did So Real last week and then I changed it, I want it to be to the point where it's really good so I can use the video. And it needs a little time to unfold.
It really does. I thought it was an excellent choice. I mean, it was that it worked out that we weren't able to have the lesson yesterday and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it worked out really well.
It's
good to go back and do that. And boy, what a difference in the first time that you performed the song.
I have the video of the first Beside Me Always, and I didn't share it because it just felt like I was pitchy and I looked too nervous.
Your stuff is so together. I mean, you got it aesthetically going on.
There's a presence.
A presence, yes. You know, that one of kind of confidence, not ego, but of confidence, you know.
I have something I want to share.
Yes.
I feel really excited to share it, so.
Yeah, and that comes off composed, and even your voice is controlled, the guitar, there's a message, so the whole package was going
well. The thing is, it's so interesting to go into the studio and do a recording. Like when I did So Real, I've been listening to it over and over, and it's like, oh, now I could really perform it well now.
Yes.
But I did it the week before. So I thought, now this is good. I'll get on a different track because I'm going to record More Than You Know on Saturday, and then I could perform it. And I love the guitar part, and I'm just a little not sure on the melody if there's any improvement. So, you know.
Do you remember me telling you that this is hard on the ego when you first started because you were saying, should I go in the studio?
Yes.
Should I? Because, you know.
It's expeditious.
Yes. Yeah, remember?
You were right.
It's hard on the ego. But, oh my God, if you really want to grow, that is the fastest way. And look at you. The differences that you're seeing in your live performances are due to you doing the studio and working the lessons.
I totally
and listening to yourself and listening to yourself and listening.
Yes.
You're not hearing what you imagine yourself to sound like. You're hearing what you actually sound. That's what people do. They sing along with records. They imagine that they're sounding a certain way. This is hard.
It is. I'm laughing because I went to the 4th of July and I had my iPod and the headphones and the fireworks songs are going.
Oh.
And I'm listening to my own voice singing So Real instead of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm like, this is too funny.
Now they know what it feels like, right? The freaking headphones all the time. But
see,
it's your Independence Day.
It
was like you're in, you know, your songs. That was your independent, individual.
It was.
Day,
it
know?
Was. I'm am going shopping. I have my music on. Everything I do.
That is so awesome,
Jenny. Well, I just hope that I don't get to the point where if I'm not continuing that pace, that it's a problem for me. I mean, I want to, so I'm driven. I'm spending 2-3 hours a day practicing.
Yeah. Well, you know, your hard work is paying off. And this is,
look
I
at
don't
all
think
these
anything
songs.
Will ever be harder on your ego than these past two, you know.
Oh, it was
terrible. I mean, you've, like, put yourself out there all the way.
Well, that worries
the
me.
The classes, you know, the, oh my God.
Well, that worries me. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say that people are saying, you're so courageous. And then I'm going, is that because I suck? I mean, there must be a
reason.
Because if somebody thinks you're courageous, then what am I doing that's so courageous?
Yeah, well, I understand. Yeah, I see how it could be taken that way. I mean, the way I take it is that because you're doing these things you haven't done before.
It's
all
at
once. You know, and that's why I think that they're meaning that, you know. Because that's certainly what I mean. You're putting yourself out.
And
you don't
see people my age doing this either. 50 years old, it's like over the hill, you know. I'm just starting.
You're preaching to the choir because... Yeah, I just don't buy that whole thing, you know. I changed my vocal technique when I was 40 and learned this stuff and changed everything. I said, moved my family out here when I was 43, single mother, you know, three boys at 43. Most people come out here when they're 19 or 20, you know, but I've lived my life that way. So I know how most people see it, but I don't see it that way. I don't buy it anymore.
I don't.
And the statistics don't show that either. In terms of people that stay young and stay healthy, it's, you know.
It's all in there. Well, look at how when I started writing and singing, I said, oh, I sang better when I was 20. Isn't that funny? And my 20-year-old recordings, I wouldn't share anything new.
Wow.
And I'm sharing these shrill things that have empty volume or whatever. Yeah.
But, I mean, how you're progressing and stuff. Remember, I also told you that people progress faster when they're older if it's about passion.
It's
because
passion.
You want it so much more that you grab hold of it more than you do when you're 20, when you feel, oh, you got all the time in the world, and you know, you're half passionate, you know, about things.
And but I'm torn. I mean, there's a part of me that totally can see having a concert of all my songs. I mean, I have like all these songs.
Well, you know, you're
performing.
Putting together a CD, right?
I would like to.
And that's what you're doing.
I think
you're in
so.
The studio. You're doing this with him. You're one at a time. You're
People
just
are
making
asking
your,
me.
That's what you're doing. And
yeah,
believe
and
me, once
it.
You have these 5-6 songs, you're going to be wanting to. It's just a natural progression of where
okay.
you are right now.
All right,
and
that's
it
where
just
I'll head.
To me a few days
but
ago.
I don't know that I would want to ever do a real performance of 10 songs, whatever, a set. Because you have to do that perfect, and you can't make mistakes, and you're putting yourself out there. How
oh,
scary that
oh,
would be!
Oh, but that's not true because you know you do make mistakes. But what people get, what because you know live performances, you there's what do you call it? Trade-offs, and the trade-off for because you're not going to be perfect pitched all the time. Even
right.
I mean, you know, I have really good pitch. I know a lot of musicians, you know, have really good pitch and a lot of control with their instrument or with their voice. But you're It goes up, you know, no one's, even people that have perfect pitch don't stay on pitch. I know singers that have perfect, literally perfect pitch.
Yeah.
They don't stay on pitch. So you're going to, but where the trade-off is they get to see you sing and the energy, you know,
yeah.
like last night, what you did when you said what you said.
Did I
right
have energy
then.
Last night?
You had, yes, energy and passion and real, real heart and real human experiences going on here.
That's
that is worth the trade-off. For the occasional note that's going to go awry.
Right, because in the studio you can revamp and you
yeah.
can redo and get it right.
So you get it, you get the perfect, but you get the sterility. You know,
but you know what? It's inspiration. It is so in the heart. It is totally in the heart.
Yeah, it really is. So don't think of it that way.
Okay.
think of it. People aren't looking for perfect performance. It's taken me a long time
really?
To get to that point. Oh
yeah.
my God, I should beat myself.
Especially
up.
Playing
people,
the guitar too. I have to worry about missing a chord. I
well,
did that a few times last night.
And I've always been a musician also, but I'm still telling you that people, they're looking for an experience.
Okay.
And perfectly played notes. You can get a metronome and a keyboard to and program it to play that. Perfectly played, you know?
Yeah.
And you can get an auto tune and put on the voice and have it, you know, in the studio and have it do perfect notes. People aren't looking for that.
No.
They want a human experience. So
I'm so excited.
You know,
though.
And you have the story. You know,
I have
so.
Such a story behind it.
You're
just,
still going there. But don't worry about
but
it.
What,
it's a natural progression.
I'm not in a hurry.
You're gonna 6 songs, you're gonna be like, okay, I think I want a CD.
No, I'm
need
not
the
in
CD,
a hurry.
It's gonna be natural when you get there.
And then
you
I could sell the CD and
you'll feel natural about it. Now okay. maybe it doesn't feel natural, but then
you know what it is I see it in the future. I just wonder when that future will be there. You know, like how long it's going to take. There's no hurry.
Yeah.
It's going to get there, but it's like it's ahead, you know.
Yeah,
still
it
ahead.
Is.
It's
not
exciting.
Far ahead because
you're
moving too fast. For it to be too far.
Well, I'm so excited to share all these new songs with you.
Oh, Judy, I love it. I mean, from, you know, the musician, the singer, the songwriter. You know.
So promise me when you hear So Real on the blog that you will email me.
I will.
Because I'm so excited about it.
I promise.
Best
right
thing
away.
I've ever done.